What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
Wasn't it like a military school?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Hey, X, is Troy a military school?
Talk about the college, Troy?
Yeah.
Nah.
I thought it had something to do with the military for a long time.
Nah, not yours.
Texas ain't new.
Used to be.
I couldn't believe that shit when I saw that, when I heard that shit. I said, wait, what?
Bro, I thought the whole time. No,
I did too, till this year.
They dressed up in costumes out there, man.
I could not believe that shit. I said, they got a stadium full of stolen valor. What the hell?
I didn't believe that shit neither. I could have sworn like it was like damn cadets or something.
Yeah, it used to be back in the day. So they just, basically kind of kept the tradition going. I was like, yeah, I don't know if you could do that.
No, you can't.
I don't think that's how that go. I think you got to be like active, man. I don't think you could just be playing make-believe and shit, but.
Them boys in a ROTC.
Not even. Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, I thought it was like a ROTC program. Man, when I found that shit, I was like, that shit lame. I would give y'all all the credit in the world.
I found out because I think Aries, I was watching the Canes inside shot till we beat him, and Aries was like, he's not even a military. And I was like, what?
Yeah, he might. Yeah, I think he was the one to put me on.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah. And I looked
it up. They could be military way back.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay, So when he said that, I was like, let me look this shit up.
A lot of colleges back from like the late 1800s were either like military schools or like, I forget what they call them, other schools.
Like tech school.
Stuff like that way back in the 1800s.
Well, kind of like agriculture and machinery. Which technically... So I can see where they would have been back in the day. I just think it's weird that they still
keeping it up.
Yeah, keeping up the fit like this, do something else. Do like maybe a salute 1 year or something like that, or one game. But whatever, I ain't keep up.
They got the fake gun props out there still.
That shit wild.
No, listen. Yeah,
cheerleaders with overalls on.
Yeah,
when I be speaking. Hey. When Cooney first got the job, I said, Cooney, man, don't you go do that damn midnight thing, man. he was like, man, actually, that thing be fun. I'm like, man, listen, we can't come back to Miami. Can't come back to Miami and talk about it. That thing was fun. Come on, like, that thing look like a bunch of white folks look like they ready to start chasing some niggas.
Yeah, I was just about to like a Klan rally.
No way. I'm finna get involved with that.
I don't get it. I do not get it, man.
But a lot of colleges got like crazy traditions, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm still waiting to see what UM crazy tradition is. I think we was too ghetto. when we started getting good in football, like it was just too ghetto for us to say we got any type of crazy tradition.
I feel like
then, before it was all prestigious.
Yeah.
Shit, I know we had the fourth quarter. I mean, I don't know if that counts.
Well, you know, Alabama started that. I think Alabama started that like in the late 50s, in the 50s.
Oh, I didn't even
know
that.
And then we popularized it. You know what I'm saying? But Alabama started that. It's not as much credit as we going to take from it, but. Yeah, Bama started.
It made it a hard line, it made it a hot song type deal.
Same shit, because
Cam got the little Zombieland thing from somebody else, but who you associated with?
Yeah, he did.
He made it hot. I mean, like, even Maddie not like, Maddie didn't start that, but
yeah,
he made it hot. Everybody going crazy for it. Now, the one thing we did start, and I kind of hate that everybody start doing it, is the smoke, man. I hate it. Like,
teams
run through smoke because it makes me like, come on, man, y'all, that's not y'all thing.
Yeah. Well, shit, that's our tradition, right? That was our tradition thing right there. Then
this shit just ain't as wild and like, I don't know, kitschy, corny. You know, That's the thing. Like I said that the other day about Miami on the timeline on the 26 account is that like Miami is the Mike Tyson of college football. When you look at heavyweight champs, people don't even think about this. Same way they don't think about it with Miami. Mike wasn't supposed to be no heavyweight champ. Mike only 5'10". True. He's the second shortest heavyweight champ ever. He was the youngest heavyweight champ ever. So in that same parallel, you look at Miami is not at all nothing traditional college. It's in a metropolitan area. It's a small, smaller alumni base because the school is small and private. They're not supposed to be there. And so when you start comparing Miami to these other traditional schools in Nebraska's and, you know, Ohio State's and Penn State, Florida, what have you. And they constantly comparing themselves to Miami. Well, we did this, that, and that. I'm like, bro, do you understand that Miami was never supposed to do this? They was never supposed to be the big dogs and win the titles they have. And then now you look at where it's coming back to like, oh, Miami a real fucking problem. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be that way when you really look at how everybody else is built towards it.
Small private school.
Yeah, small private school is just not supposed to be that, man. So
and I think the fact that our private school isn't the same as the traditional private school. You know, we got, man, it's multicultural at Miami. Like, there's so many different races at Miami where you'd be like, oh. So once Miami became good, and like it was just a pure hate thing.
Yeah, because like, you ain't supposed to be
a pure hate thing. Because they're like, man, why and how? Right. You know what I'm saying? How did this happen? No, and
there's new money.
Yeah.
It's new money versus old money. In the traditional sense, like, you know, everybody know Miami built off Coke money, right? So you the flashy kid. Who is this? They in the same restaurant we in. But his mouth full of gold. And he leaving big. It's like, he not supposed to be in this room, right? Like, how did he get in the room? Like on Django, he said, what is this nigga doing up on this nag?
Yeah.
If that's who Miami is, they don't want to enter the room. And the people like, why are they here? Get them out of here. And the proprietor like, dog, his money green. It's spent. He not doing nothing wrong. He just not like you. So you uncomfortable by it. I think that's what drew me to him anyways. You know, as a kid is like the brashness, the outside of the box, because I don't like a lot of the old traditional, like in baseball, like, you know, you hit a home run, it's like, oh, you can't flip the bats, you can't. I'm like, wait a minute, bro. You know how hard it is to hit a home run
in
major leagues? And they just like, act like you've been there before. Dog, it's tough. This is very difficult, man. You considered a great player if you even hit this ball safe 3 out of 10 times. That's
crazy.
Anything else.
Yeah.
But they say, oh, you can't do that. That's what I'm like, hey, bro, you make that happen, man, act a fool, man. Do what you want to do. Or like if the pitcher hit you, you're supposed to take your base, and he done hit me on purpose. Well, that's just the tradition. I said, see, me and tradition don't get along.
Yeah, you ain't about to sit there. Old man sport.
Right there. I'm like, brother, you're not going to throw no baseball at me at no 90 miles per hour, hit me in the ribs, and I'm holding the bat, and I'm just supposed to be like, well, you know, tradition says.
Yeah,
because my other player, not even me, somebody else hit a home run and sold out, and you ain't like it. You hit me. Yeah, I can't. All this shit y'all doing, I'm cool, man. But I think that's, you know, that's what made Miami great, unique, and draws the national. That's why it's like it's such a black fan base. It's,
yeah,
Miami's that rebel team, so you can be from. You know, you could be from up north. You know, Miami get a lot of love in the Northeast.
They do.
You know, D.C.
Jersey.
Even the certain areas of Pennsylvania.
Every person I meet in D.C. who or a DMV area who ain't from Florida and they like Miami, they always talk about, man, I started liking them. Like, man, them were the bad boys. Like, you had to like Miami.
Yeah,
forget about, you know, the West Coast. The West Coast took a lot of, they loved it. the Canes.
Oh, right, for sure.
They were loving it.
It's NWA. It's like it represents the counterculture. So it's like that's why I'm like proud to be a Canes fan. Like I'm, you know, I got one of my best friends, one of my best friends, Gator. Like y'all like some country ass shit. I like some real nigga shit. No disrespect. It's all sorts of ways to be a real nigga, but that's just a different aesthetic over here with this.
So let me ask both of y'all this, right? What's the moment that turned you on to being a Kane fan? Like, what's it's really a moment. It's always a moment that you say, "Yeah, I gotta be a Hurricane fan because that just happened."
Man, you know what's funny with me? I don't even know if I have one because my dad a diehard. So
I've been watching sports since
I can only remember. I ain't had no choice. Like, I don't even remember starting to like Miami. I came out the womb. That's all. It's a Miami house. Ain't no foot.
That's
no kind of
how I am with the Cowboys. My old boy was a Cowboys fan, so
Everybody asked me that. How you when you started? I was like, it's all I know. Literally, I can't even answer that question. It's all I know. It's a Canes house.
Yeah, and I mean that's why like me being from Georgia, and you know people like, how you rock with the Canes? And I'm like, bro, I grew up, right? It was real simple. So like for us coming up, it was just the aesthetic at first. It was just, they was the popular gear. So like when I was coming to school, everybody went and started way back then. So way back then, you saw the Raiders, Cowboys, Bulls, hell, even Georgetown back then. The Magic, the Hornets, and Miami. Those are like some of the most prominent brands out, right? So this is how I first kind of, as a kid, I just kind of be like, okay, I just like these colors, right? I just rock with this aesthetic. I like the little bird or whatever. So this is what's drawing me to it at the time when I'm like 9, 10 years old. And I think what probably locked me in, man, well, it was just undeniable. Like, this my squad. You know what's funny? It probably was when we lost to Nebraska in the Natty, because I'm already a little fan, you know, like, it's my team. I like these boys, blah, blah, blah. And I remember watching that game, and we was kicking their ass, we busting their head. I was like, oh, shit. And I'm tired. I remember I'm tired. I'm going to bed. Wake up the next day, turn on SportsCenter. They was talking to, number 21, Lawrence. Something Lawrence. His name was Lawrence something Lawrence. He was a badass running back. But he got in a lot of trouble. He played for the Rams.
Oh, you talking about he was number 21.
I'm pretty sure it was 21, yeah.
Lawrence Phillips.
Phillips, yes. Lawrence Phillips. And I Phillips. Said, yo, why are you talking to Lawrence Phillips so much? And get to us, we won. Like, and when I saw we lost, they flipped it on us in the second half. My heart was broke, and I was like, I can't do that to my team no more. I blame myself for that shit as a kid. I'm like, man, that shit your fault, man. You let the team down. This should have never happened again. So I think that heartbreak actually drew me in more to the point where, like, if you can enjoy the highs, you got to enjoy the lows too.
Yeah,
like,
they come
so
with
you
it.
Got to ride or die. So that's why it's like, I think it was easier for me through all these mediocre years of like, damn, man, this ain't it. But hey, remember when it was good. You loved it. You was selling out. You was going, you know. So to me, that's like, I think that really was the moment that solidified. You don't get no choice in this. This your squad. You rocking out for him.
Yeah, for me, man, it got to go back to 87 when Jerome Brown and them boys was there for team. Even though we ended up losing, because Vinny Testaverde got paid I'm sticking to it. I don't care what nobody say. I'm sticking to that story.
That's when they came out.
Yeah.
When they make a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does. But when they came out with that fatigue, man, I was like, and I was a kid, you know. So, but as a kid, I comprehended what they was doing. They was really trying to intimidate this other team, right. And I was like, these are people like me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it made me feel the same exact way as the first time I heard "fuck the police." I was like, we can say that.
Yeah,
we
can
really say that. I'm like, oh my gosh, we can say that. And then
it's
I'm looking
moment,
at
yeah.
It's man, that listen, yeah, that moment, but yeah, that was the moment. And then, like, you know, I'm in Miami, so I'm all, you know, you're gonna be a Hurricane fan, but ever since then, it was just like, dang, them boys, they like that. And like you said earlier, Michael Irvin wearing this big gold chain. Oh man, we listen, well, we sure now, like
you don't see this.
Man, so yeah, that was my moment.
Everybody else still buttoned up. You go looking like all the Penn State guys, they got the sports coats on with the tie. I always been anti-establishment in the sense of like, if you tell me we gotta do it, I'd be like, but why?
Why?
And so when I see people go against it, that's when I'm like, that's why I rock with right there.
And they can't answer that why.
The booty when I feel like it. But when you be like, you gotta do that, I be like, man, don't tell me, tell me what I got to do now. You know,
yeah,
I gotta
come respectfully. Yeah,
but when you start talking about, like, especially when it's something as simple as appearance, because I just feel like you holding me to somebody else's standard. Bro, if I'm clean, my clothes clean, and I smell good, let me in. I don't really want to talk, you know, just think about the Iverson rules that they kicked in the NBA. It pissed me off, right? I'm like, what's he doing wrong? They ain't like it because he's street.
He don't look like him.
They can't control it.
Nigga from you know, Newport News.
They can't control it. They can't say, hey, you got to put on this suit. Come like that. Nah, nigga, I'm finna wear my cornrows and baggy clothes.
And I'm finna go out here and score 30 points. On the sideline, cub. I mama.
And I'm finna, guess what? I'm finna go out there and score 30-something points. So which one you want? You want me to put on a suit or you want me to score 30 points? Exactly. That's how AI was really saying it. Like,
real shit. He in that same group of anti-establishment and just a voice for us, for everybody that didn't come up in all these, you know, necessarily super buttoned up environments where you come from. And, you know, even if you're not from that, right, you got cousins like that you love. You're like, that's my favorite cousin. Yeah, he from the other side. You know, they're a little rough around the edges or whatever. That's just his circumstances he come up in. I love him, and I don't want nobody else to tell him he ain't no good because of this, that, and the other, because he speak with a certain accent or these are the type of clothes he's going. So, like, always rooted for that guy. So, yeah, like, everything about Miami sounded the same thing or showed me the same thing. I was like, that's the energy I be on, is because we here to play football. So all that other shit, just beat me on the field. That's it. If you don't, you know, if you don't like it, just take me out on the field, man, and then you get to have the last laugh. But
what Jimmy Johnson, what he told the players, he's like, man, listen, y'all just go out there and handle what's on the field. I got everything else.
Everything else, right. Everything else they want to talk about, don't even worry about it. They don't want to score no more points. Stop us. It's simple. It just reflected my attitude, man. So that's how I ended up just rocking with the Canes. You know, I'm glad I ain't no Bulldog fan. I'm not a Bulldog fan. Some of my best friends back home, you know, I'm just like, it's not my aesthetic, dog. It's not how I get down. Much love, respect to you, man. I went to Athens several times. Man, ain't no niggas out there unless you're on the football team.
I don't even know how the football players do it, man. That place
is wild to me.
Man, that I'm place like, is that so
for me.
I mean, it's a lot of schools like that. I mean,
anything Alabama, in SEC.
Yeah, Alabama the great, but how you go up to Tuscaloosa? Shoot, how you go to Ole Miss? How you go to, you know,
that's
what I'm
how I know the bags was there. That's how I know it had to be the bags.
But you know what? You know what? I'm gonna say this because I've been to Bama, I've been to Ole Miss. I've been to a lot of the colleges, man, but Athens is like literally nothing. I see why the players are getting arrested because it's nothing.
It's nothing. To this day, it's still like
nothing.
It's I heard nothing, them boys so. Be speeding. I heard them boys be speeding from Atlanta to that's where they get
nothing there. So they gotta travel.
Yeah, they gotta travel, man, to go have fun. Have to Atlanta. Yeah. It's to this day, he ain't lying. It is nothing in Athens, bro. It is like stuck in time in a sense. It's every bit of a small college town. So that's the vibes you get in.
So it's like Gainesville. I ain't never been.
Yeah. I never been to Gainesville, but Gainesville probably a little more developed, right?
Ain't shit. Yeah, last time I've been to Gainesville.
Gainesville a little more up the tempo, up the town. But yeah, Athens, man, is still stuck in. Man, I don't know how they do it, man. I'm like, what is they doing to get y'all to come to Athens? Man, this is crazy. You can't tell me no, don't.
It was bag dropping, and then now it's, you know, some bags, but it's they can still sell that winning shit. So, you know, like now, they still preseason probably
top 10
us,
like,
right?
Well, I think they like
four or five, or something like by most somebody, people.
Oh, yeah, number four. Yeah.
Somewhere, well, you know, it ain't no official out, but if you look at most of the preseason, most people got Miami 6-7. But yeah
Georgia's they ranked
still
us
up
number
there.
Seven. They ranked us number seven, which is funny because I'm looking at the six teams in front of us, and I'm trying to get a better understanding of why.
It's the same six they put out every year.
Yeah, it's
pretty much.
No, you know what's funny? Now, I laughed at this yesterday. I say, man, it's 12 SEC teams. I'm like, how the hell is this possible? Yeah. That's half the goddamn
tradition. Half the 25 every time.
Well, so it's
they
12
got, the one SEC. They got Florida up there. There's no reason.
Yeah, it's no reason.
And I'm not, I mean, this really ain't on no rivalry, because I don't be thinking about them people like that. This is not on no rivalry hate type shit. They don't have nothing to get none of this hype they get. Because what does Florida present that says, hey, this is a top 25 team? What on the offense? Only thing I give them on offense, they have a pretty decent arsenal of wide receivers. I think they're pretty good there.
Man, they decent. They got a good running back. I give them that offer. They got a good
they
running back.
They got a running back in ball. You know, Dallas Wilson showed some flash as a freshman.
But he ain't been healthy.
It's the OC and they quarterback. They know each other. They play on the they
man,
can't
follow
like
talk about the guy.
That.
Talk about the guy who was the bench player.
I know.
Man, come on.
Yeah, it's
what are we doing?
And this is the same thing. Last year, weren't they preseason ranked as well? Because who they hyped then? They was hyping
Lagway.
Lagway, right? Yeah, it's all Lagway. And they bringing it's like, hey, man, y'all need to chill on this team only because let them prove something. They don't give us that benefit of the doubt. Even when we was coming, you know, we was coming with like Cam and them, it was like, yeah, they still going to suck. Nobody. So I get that for us because we kind of had that stink on us. But Florida, one reason Florida feel the delusional the way they do is because they still get media hype and it's not backed by on-field play. Because for them to have an improvement this year, they would be like 6-6, 5-7. And in all honesty, if you look too, the other thing they had was like when you look at the ESPN or the FPI, right? Or if you look at toughest schedules, Florida up there. I'm like, it's always, you know why it's always going to be a toughest schedule for them? Because they not that good.
Uh-huh.
Arkansas, I saw, had the worst. I go, yeah, because they not that good. It's tough when you not the good team. If you bad team every time, yeah, it's going to be fucking tough.
You don't see SEC school. You don't see Texas out there. You don't see Georgia.
The bad ones are up there. Yeah. And then they bolstered the other SEC teams some because, again, it's got to push. ESPN and SEC, everybody know, is in bed, right? Like,
got to push that narrative.
They got to push the narrative. Even though it's been proven, at least over the last times have changed, over the last four seasons or so, they still good, but they not this unstoppable juggernaut. They not this beast.
Nah, man, I don't even want to call them good. I'm gonna say Georgia is their big boy. Bama, we see them going down. Who else? Because it was only Alabama
Ole
and Georgia.
Miss.
Now,
you gotta
I mean, Ole Miss had, they have
right now.
I mean, okay, so now, but still, okay, so Lane Kiffin gone. Is Ole Miss gonna still be the same school? We don't know
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They hype Texas up every year. What are they doing? Right. You know what I'm saying?
Oklahoma at least with fighting. Texas, I'll give Texas credit for what last year, what they win, about 10.
It was 1 year that they remember. 1 year they didn't they go to the they went to the playoffs and they lost to
Ohio State.
And yeah, that was three years ago. But that's Texas. They got all the money in the world saying they can't do it. So now you got Texas A&M.
That was two years ago, I think.
Yeah. It was 2 years ago when Ohio State won the championship. So, yeah, listen, it's 12 SEC teams. Then they had 8 Big Ten teams. That's 18 teams from 2 conferences alone.
Yep.
You know, so.
And we got.
Now you got, I think the ACC only had 3. Miami, Clemson, and SMU.
Louisville had 27.
Okay.
This is the ESPN FPIs with
that makes what 21, and then you add Notre Dame, that's 22. So then Texas Tech is 1, that's 23. I'm trying to see who the other 2 teams from what conference
from the outside conferences. So
was BYU? You said BYU.
I didn't say BYU. BYU in top 21.
BYU gotta be on there.
Hold on, shit! I don't see them. No, BYU 25. Hold on, 25. It's 25 Iowa, SMU, SC. Oh, here it is. Yeah, 20. BYU at 20.
Okay.
So I think that's BYU, the last team right there. 24. BYU.
No, guys, that's BYU made 24. So it's one more.
So you got Notre Dame. You got Notre Dame, Texas Tech. You got
BYU,
Clemson, Miami, BYU, SMU. That's 6. It's 6 other than those 2 conferences are represented.
So that's 24.
Notre Dame, because Notre Dame kind of ACC-ish based on their schedule, whatever. So yeah, the other 19 spots are taken up. So you got 10 by the SEC. I think you're right, and then 9 by the Big Ten.
But no, it's 12.
6.
12. It's 12 by SEC. 12 SEC is 8. Big Ten. And it's 3.
12 SEC is ridiculous, bro.
Yeah, that's how they feel, man. Because they got Missouri. See, Auburn's another one. Why is Auburn up there?
Auburn ranked?
Yeah, that's
again,
crazy.
It's the FPI thing.
Oh, so matter of fact, you're right. And I saw that yesterday, and I was like, that has to be because they got a quarterback, and that's it.
That boy ain't like
no
that.
Damn way they supposed to
be ranked. I mean, he got to be shit. He fucking ranked. I was just guessing. When I'm looking at it, I was like, I'm not saying, oh, that's why. Like, that's a good one. I'm just like thinking.
It's a stretch. He giving it to him for the coach.
They lost that wide out, Coleman. I mean, shit.
It's the coach. I mean, it's the coach and Byron Brown.
They in the rebuild. I don't know why they even thought of being ranked. They in the rebuild season, but whatever.
They've been in the rebuild for like 10 years.
At least.
Thinking the SEC is this and this and that. They not like that no more, man.
Nah, and I think that's a fair assessment. For one. Who won the last 3 titles?
The Big Ten.
Big Ten. Like, if you're supposed to be that, you get the advantage of you get more teams in, right? You get the advantage of, oh, we got to put this team in because they play the SEC schedule, like Bama, you know, the previous season when they got spanked and it was like, bro, they 9-3. They got some bad losses. Like, what are we talking about?
And Michigan was on there.
Yeah, Michigan in there.
Okay.
Michigan is there. Michigan definitely on there. They think Michigan gonna be kind of be good this year.
I don't know. Michigan, I like the coach. Quarterback, he did a great job in Utah. Quarterback got a lot of learning to do, but the Cubs wasn't there. Like it still was some talent there. So I could see Michigan doing decent. But yeah, kind of back to your point, X, as far as like the teams ahead of Miami. You know, I don't know how easy it is. I think you could shuffle at least Indiana is right above us, right? So the 6 above us, you got Indiana, UGA, Oregon, Notre Dame, Texas, Ohio State. All right, we know Ohio State, Jeremiah Smith, Julian saying the defense expected to be real good again. So
Ohio State lost too much for them to be that ranked.
I think so too. I think we're gonna get to see that, but I kind of get it because you know Jeremiah. They think is you know, and no dis he bad. I'm not trying to diss bro at all, but they act like Jeremiah worth four games by itself.
So they thinking they dumb backups gonna be just as good, basically.
Man, ain't no way
they gonna start Ennis this year.
Yeah, Ennis is a starter. He gonna start. Yeah, but ain't no way they lose four first round picks. They lose. Then they had, I think they had like 12 draft picks. Man, ain't no way they supposed to be number one, man.
You know, they got a schedule this year too. Finally,
Texas. You know, they got obviously the arch height.
Nah, I can give Texas credit.
They
for,
pretty yeah, they pretty loaded.
They loaded. They
yeah,
loaded.
They got a couple transfers and two.
Yeah, they did a good job in the transfer portal. You know, if Arch take it another step further, kind of like he did last year towards the end, if he can start off from there at least, I can see Texas being real dangerous this year. Notre Dame, again, that's going off of the CJ Carr hype. You know, they keep going to take it a whole other
Notre
level.
Dame. That's just Notre Dame. They going to get the hype every year. It don't matter if they got –
Well, because they going to win 10 every year. You know, like – Because they play in the weaker half of the ACC, and then, you know, they play, you know, a cupcake or two, and then they lose the good games.
They will lose to, like, Michigan or, like,
Miami.
Yeah,
when they play them dogs. Miami, when they play them dogs, that would shit get a little strange for them. And then, what's my boy Zaire? He's like, after them losses, we score 40 points a game, da da da. Yeah, nigga, because y'all ain't play nobody yet.
Bro, that was crazy work.
At the A&M. I get it. I never seen a Gator Malik.
The quarterback.
Right here. I never seen a Gator go so hard for Notre Dame.
They did lose to A&M.
Yeah. That was game two. They were 0-2.
Started out 0-2. He started at Notre Dame. I think he started his career.
Yeah, he did. And then he transferred to Florida. Transferred to Florida, got benched. I never forget. The reason I can remember Malik Zaire is this is before I even was involved at all with Big Three Twitter at all. I remember saying, man, this grown ass nigga making a graphic transfer as a grad transfer. I knew something was all because then I was like, a graphic, man, just go to school. You're 24, man. Just go to school. Like, what are we talking about? And then, you know, of course, Oregon, a lot of talent there. So you understand that. That's still loaded up over there. Dante Moore. You know, they think could be the first guy off the board this year. The D-line definitely going to be stout. You know, and they've done a good job just recruiting over there ever since Mario, really. And, you know, old boy had to lose too much steam. He's been able to keep it going. So, Lanning, you know, that's why they keep rating him above Mario for some reason. And I'm just like, he ain't never done nothing Mario done. He don't got that game under his belt. He
took over an established program.
Yeah. UGA, Kirby, staying quarterback from last year.
Yeah, I get that one.
Gunnar Stockton. I mean, he nothing spectacular, but he a steady hand.
He a ball. He a gamer.
Yeah, he'll get it done. The thing about Georgia, though, is skill position-wise, I don't think they're that talented.
They ain't had no good wideout in a long time, to be real with you.
Nah, not really. Mm-mm. Damn, AJ, really, if you be keeping it a bean.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, Jordan, I think they got the talent. I think they just handcuffed the talent. Like, once the talent gets
it don't
them,
go.
They
yeah, it don't
lose.
Go nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. It just, they kind of, to me, it's like they kind of lose their talent. Like, how you recruit the top receiver in the nation and then you get there and it's like, man, he can't
yeah,
get
yeah, think about the guys that we lost to Georgia over the years.
Arian Smith.
Shine, you'd be like,
five-star, damn. Can't catch.
Yeah, you'd be like, damn, whatever happened to Brian? We forgot all about because, you know, if you just go back a couple of cycles, go back, you know, two cycles, three cycles, and some Florida kids especially, that was like we was in the battle for, we was fighting for, and they go to Georgia. All right, cool. You don't hear about them no more. Like, damn, what happened to bro? Yeah, it's kind of like what wide receivers go to die. Now, the running backs, yeah, they smoke that. But wide receivers, you usually don't hear about them as much. And then Indiana, obviously, Cignetti. And you know, reigning champs, you know, they
got that transfer Josh Hoover.
So, can we just say that they just don't care about the ACC? Because I still say, man, I think Miami should be ranked like top three.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I just tweeted out something earlier about We got the best quarterback in college football. That's statistically fact. We got the best running back room in college football. We got the best wide receiver in college football. And I'm literally saying it's fact. People are like, oh, no.
Other people saying this, too.
How we don't when you got 2,000 yard receivers and you got 2,500 yard receivers behind them? Like, that's insane. You know what I'm saying? I say we got the best defensive back room in college football.
Top five D-line room.
Yeah, like, it's just crazy. I think they just don't care about the ACC. They like, y'all playing the ACC, so.
I think when the AP comes out, we're going to be top five. Because what dropped the other day was like, that was like the little ESPN power rankings thing.
Yeah, it's just a powerful
thing. I think AP going to have us top five.
But, you know, it's kind of monkey see, monkey do in a lot of ways. Because I've seen several, even people just making their own. You know, I was like, man, I should just make it 26 degrees. Well, why not? Everybody's making the top 25.
It's, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I will. Matter of fact, I'm going to make me a graphic. Miami going to be one. I'm glad that, spoiler alert, I'm going to put Miami at one.
Oh, yeah.
Then we'll see what the rest get of y'all
ready. Get ready. Get ready for the traffic because it's coming. They're gonna be like, ain't no way Miami number one.
I'm not. You just said why we could be number one, right? So you actually brought up, since you said that about the strengths, I kind of wanted to get a bead. You know, we just over 2 months away from ball.
Man, no. Oh, you mean from the listen. Camp start August 3rd.
Yeah. I'm talking about game, but you're right. Yeah.
So so that means we a month and 3 weeks away from the game.
Right. It's kind of it'd be here before you know it. That, like I said, that's the beauty of playing so deep in to the season that you're like, oh yeah, shit. It just ain't that long. See, we used to have to be like, next year, you know, we got the JIT, such and such, he gonna do his thing.
Then we were done by November.
Yeah,
we were done after that Thanksgiving weekend. Them last little bit of games, we was done.
Yeah. But so you know, as we get in close now, right? So, actually, brought excellent points about where the strengths are. What would as we think the depth chart is getting set, or just even what's in the room. What's the scariest room for you entering the season?
Scariest mean good or bad?
Poor. Like, where are we, what, our weakest oh, spot so in your
the
mind?
Weakest. The scare. Oh, I always mention this about our center position. I think, and that's if Ryan Rodriguez is fully healthy, which they say he's fully healthy. That's the scariest position, or that's the scariest spot outside of special teams to me. Mm-hmm. Because if your center is not good, then you know your offensive line pretty much not gonna be too good, and then you're gonna have trouble with quarterbacks and stuff like that. So that's the scariest one for me.
We've been blessed since we got Crystal Ball. He's done a good job of making sure we got good center.
Good centers, you know. So this is the first year we didn't get a transfer center. So now we got to see if Ryan Rodriguez is that guy who we thought he could be coming out of high school. Let's hope.
That's a definite question mark. Meezy, what you think?
I was thinking linebacker. I know we got Torrey coming back, but that was my little weak spot. And I know we kind of only have two because we run like a little 4-2-5. Most of the time, but I would say linebacker.
So we'll be rolling out. More than likely, the starter is going to be
Chase Smith,
and then Chase Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that. I think
we got players there, but just ain't seen them yet.
Right. I was going to say it's the lack of experience for a lot of those guys outside of the two starters, right? And then Chase, we've seen him play really well in spurts. And you know, everybody excited about him. I mean, kind of as it should be. He was a guy that we was high on from the Diaz era, right? So he's goes back that far. And then, injuries, kind of getting them surpassed a little bit. Because one thing Chase brought that we liked a lot, because remember, he was originally a safety, is he brought that speed. Yeah, with Chase, he's got that speed and the instincts. So I get it. It's still a little bit like, I need
you, you wait to see if he's fully healthy. Yeah, yeah. So you know, hey, listen, let me say this right. Speedo made a point, and I was like, damn, that was real. That's real. So he was like, man, look at every player that got injured at Miami. And once Mario got there, we kind of like got him out of the program. They went to other schools. And he was like, well, Chase Smith is probably the only player that got injured and they never they stepped with him.
Yeah, I said, damn.
That's a great point. I thought about it like, that's real, because every other injured player really got out of
it. Right,
I mean, it's like Chase is really the only one who's still here. So I say it's got to be. He said it's a reason that he's here and he's gonna play. We were just in the Discord and they were just talking about it. Can Chase Smith get 90 tackles? Some people saying no, and I'm like, if he's healthy the whole season, I think he does that. You know, because he's just that type of linebacker where he's athletic enough to roam the field.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah,
you don't have to pull him off. You don't have to pull him off, but if we do suffer injury, I that was one of the spots I was a little bit iffy with, you know, Kellen Wiley, right? Like, again, we've been hearing about him, ain't seen him. And so if we got to go that route, Bobby Pruitt,
Now, the one linebacker he's going to be a sophomore this year. I don't even know if he got the redshirt, but he's going to be good. It's just he's not 6'2", 6'3". He's 5'11". Marston, yeah, he's small. But he's that guy at linebacker. He got the highest IQ as a linebacker. He has the highest IQ since maybe – you got to go way back to think about the smartest linebacker you had. He's that smart. So, but again, he has to get in the game. You know what I'm saying? He has to get in the game. He got to do the thing. So, yeah, I do see why people think, you know, the linebacker room is probably going to be the weakest, because you just don't know. There's only one linebacker who actually played a full season.
Right.
So,
yeah, it's just the unknown. I think the talent there, but it's just some of the unknowns. And then, you know, who was the guy that we had kind of wrapped, and then he ended up going to Oregon? We had him wrapped for a while.
We talk about the linebacker, right?
Yeah. Is it Nix?
I forget. From top, the high school linebacker.
He went to IMG.
IMG. I forget his name.
He's out of Florida. I
interviewed him and his daddy.
That was a weird little recruitment.
Is it Gavin Nix?
Gavin Nix.
If you look at him, and I hear good stuff about him out there in Oregon, same thing. He's still not like your big prototypical like 6'2", 6'3", linebacker. So it don't necessarily got to come in that particular package. And that's something Miami done great throughout the years, regardless. You know, so it don't have to be that. If Marshallin the dude to step up, I don't care nothing about no measurables. It's about what you do on that field when your opportunity call, when your name called. D-Rob, under the weather, he's gonna step in with it for a few minutes.
What's good, Rob?
Meezy kind of took mine with the linebacker spot, but I got another one. I'm gonna say tight end. And the reason why is because after Lofton, it's two true freshmen and one kind of true sophomore, Luca Gilbert, where we really didn't get a real big sample size of what he can possibly do. You know what I'm saying? So I think if Lofton go down, like, we got the bodies, but who do we know he gonna step up and produce? I think with linebacker, if one of those guys go down, you have a couple guys that has actually played, even with Kamal Bonner, right? Understand he really didn't play last year, but he did play at NC State. So we know there's some guys there that can, you know what I'm saying, do some things. With the offensive line, I'm confident what Mario and them do, so I don't even worry, but it's just at tight end. And then having a new tight end coach, I'm kind of a little shaky about that, because if, you know, Lofton kind of disappeared and sometimes during the season, probably not intentionally, but it was like he wasn't he was kind of like a non-factor. So that would be my main, because I think it's just the tight end position. That's what I think it is.
Yeah, well, Lofton, I agree with that too. I think that's a good assessment. Lofton kind of got some of the, you know, again, we brought it up before. He got a bit of the Brevin Jordan thing, right? Where they from the same school, weigh the same number, injuries. If we got to see a healthy Lofton, you know, remember last season, X was like, he's gonna lead the team in yards. And you know, it was a hot take, like we was going for the wild take, right? But I've heard a lot of that. Like hey, nah, you know. Lofton showing out like he's an absolute weapon, and unfortunately, I think again he just kind of was dinged up, and he was going out there, but he wasn't able to be the guy that the weapon that we could be. And you know, I think some fans criticize a little bit about Dawson's use of the tight end, but I always tell them like, just go back a little bit when we had a healthy dynamic playmaker at tight end, he used him with Elijah Arroyo. That's so it's not that he won't use him, I think he'll shy away from him. Everybody know, yeah, he utilized the slot a lot. No shit. That's, you know, that's just what his bread and butter made. But he's already shown us, because it's the same thing. I'm willing to use the middle of the field. So the tight end gives you that same thing. So I think he wants to go to the tight end. I just need the guy. So yeah, I mean, I haven't heard, like, I like what Brock shot last year. He did at least get a lot of snaps for a freshman. So that means they had built some trust in him. I mean, not Brock, excuse me, Luca Gilbert.
Gilbert.
He has a frame that you like, and you like the fact that they trusted him to get snaps. But yeah, we got to see it. We got to see it for sure. And then, you know, Gavin Weller or Mueller, however you say his name, again, you're hearing all the, yeah, he's ready. And still got to see it, though. Still got to see it.
And then also, because you also got to think about – I hate to bring it up, but national championship game. If Lofton is in, that block punt never happens. You know what I'm saying? If he was healthy, yeah. You know what I'm saying? He was in, that block punt never happens. And we're looking at a totally different ball game.
And that one throw that he threw to the tight end where Buddy did, it hit his hands and then they hit him and he just couldn't keep it. Lofton catches that ball. Like, and we in scoring position.
That's probably, in all honesty, my only critique of what they did last year. And I still don't really put on Chris Ball because I like how he takes CEO role. But I was like, bro, the way 87 play, just put a shot out there a little more. Just like, I don't think you lose a lot.
Bro, 87 okay, yeah, was sorry, bro.
Right, it's like you got an older guy, you're a veteran. He's just, he don't bring enough that I can't roll the dice on somebody else. At least I would have ate at least half his snaps up, personally. I half his snap gone. I'm just like, nah, I'm rotating in somebody else. So if we run 80 plays, you'll run, 80 a lot.
10. Give him 10.
if we run 55 plays, yeah, I'm gonna give you 15, 18, and I'm just gonna spread the ball around and see who steps up and makes a play.
That was our dumb tight end coach, man. Thank God he gone. He was just a big idiot.
Oh, Woody, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, he gone. For me, I think y'all kind of called them all out. Those are my three positions where I felt like it could get a little bit spooky. I ain't gonna make nothing up just to make it up. So I think y'all just kind of covered it. Like, I think everything else is pretty good.
The reason why I wouldn't say tight end, because mm-hmm. we seen last season how we actually was good without the production of a tight end.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it ain't. I don't know.
We don't need it.
It's important. It's important, obviously, but I don't think it's like a factor in where it's the weakness or the strength. Because we seen last year where we was good without the tight end production like that. So. I think it'll be a much better this year because now you have I don't even know if I want to say this. Now you have a better quarterback, but I just think you have a quarterback who makes better decisions.
I think he's the best of both worlds, like how they talked about. Yeah. And I mean, I didn't come up with this. You've heard other people say it. It's like, I think he is a good blend of Cam and Beck. Whereas Cam's every once in a while, you know, for better or worse, he'll throw the ball in harm's way here and there and hold the ball a little too long sometimes. With Beck, you didn't have that. But Beck also, I just don't feel like he brought the – obviously, he don't bring the playmaking ability that a Cam Ward brings. I think with Mensa, you're getting a little bit of both of those blended together. I think you're getting the arm talent. I think you get actually a little bit more mobility than either one of those guys. But he's a true, you know, just like Cam, he's a true pocket quarterback. But I think he's got better legs than either one of those guys. He'll take the shot, but he also know how to get rid of the ball fast. That's kind of the best of both worlds. But Cam want them shots, you know. And he make them count. So you can't be too mad at him for it either. Yeah, so again, I see what you're saying, X. I don't worry about the tight end per se, but you know, like I see exactly what you're saying, D-Rock, because I felt like I'd like to see it reemerge. I think that's what it is. I'd like to see somebody make us that much more dynamic to where you could be like that Cam Ward offense, which one reason it was so damn dangerous is you had to worry about eight, as well as worrying about seven on the inside. So like it mixes it up, which what poison we got to pick. Everything else, yeah, I think it's pretty solidified. We've seen talent there. You know, maybe if you had to nitpick, maybe, I don't know, safety depth, maybe. Safety depth might get a little.
Safety depth is there. You got Amari Thornton. You got Fitzgerald. You got
Dylan Day.
Poiser.
You got Dunn again now.
Yes, I don't know. Yeah, so let me not try to nitpick. Fuck it. I'm not.
Yeah, the only one going out that room is Hussey.
I mean, it's three safeties. Yeah.
Can we say now he gone?
Yeah, man. He basically, man, got outworked and skipped over from freshmen and other players. And
because he was there for like a month.
And he was very upset about it, you know. So he tried to bring that attitude he had from Florida State and you know, marking him and going for that shit. Like,
nah, man, we're not gonna stop no show.
You ain't finna come try to swing on me. Like, I might kill you.
Well, Mario motherfucker around, put that bitch in a maneuver about to snap his neck.
yeah, nah,
I ain't the one.
You got the right one. And that's funny, man, because. I actually asked my cousin the other day. I was like, I say, dog, because he say, yeah, man, you know, might know that black guy might know where her hair was real. And I say, dog, you know what? I always thought that was like a Photoshop. I didn't know it was. I just, like, dang, this man really fired on the head. Like,
that's crazy right there.
You know what's funny though? I don't see how this shit don't happen more often. It's a testament to these dudes' discipline. Like, you know, remember when Spree choked out PJ Carlissimo? I'm like,
oh yeah.
Like, yeah, no shit. I can't see why this shit. Hey, salute to these athletes, and you know, and part of it is just conditioning, right? Because if you've been playing sports your whole life, most of them have, you've been getting hollered at by coaches your whole life. So a lot of that shit don't even it roll right off your back. But Spree just had enough that day, man. Spree said, I'm going to choke me a bitch, man. This bitch say one more word to me today is up. I promise, oh God. PJ came wrong. I remember hitting the news, and you're just like, what? He choked me.
Yeah, I was
coach.
Like, damn, Spreewell did what? Oh,
how about that? Oh, before we get out of here.
Nigga.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. We already knew that. That nigga invented spinners. Only a nigga can defend some spin. Before we go though, man, I know D-Rod, you a Heat fan. Me and X, but X like Lakers, I like Rockets.
I'm not a Lakers fan at all. Don't do me like that.
You're a Lakers fan.
Oh no.
Your own basketball team is.
I really don't have a team. I mean, I guess I roll with the Heat here and there, but I really don't have no team. I'm just a basketball fan.
You know what it is? It's because of Cowboys. So many Cowboys fans, Lakers fans, that's probably why.
Yeah. Like, my last team was actually Denver Nuggets with Carmelo. I was only a Denver Nuggets fan because of Carmelo.
Because you follow Melo, yeah. I know you're a big Melo fan. Yeah. What you assess of the situation, man? Them boys,
I'm so happy. Like, I mean, we got something. The thing about it is people are like, oh, y'all gave up so much. We really didn't because
No, he talking about Bam fighting on the internet.
And I guess he thought that shit was sweet. Bam, we didn't do no talking. He just went up there, and that's crazy because there's somebody that you called your teammate who you proclaim is your homeboy. Y'all tight. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's been a video circulating. I guess they was doing an interview, and it was like, if you was to get in the fight, who was to have your back? And they like, Bam was like, yeah, I know Tyler. He'll have my back. Yeah, I know Tyler coming. Tyler, like, hyping up, like, yeah, he doing all this. But then it's like, bro, come on, man. Like, you really played, man. What you think? You think that black man was going to come see about you? If he was going to come see about you in Vegas, he damn sure was going to see about you during the season. Now, he might not be telling you because everybody was going to break it up. But hey, man, that what happened.
I ain't talking down on no nigga named Bam.
Hey, I know. Right, hey, I gotta pick up my sister dog real quick from the door.
Go ahead, we finna cut anyway, man. Go ahead, man. Oh
yeah, man. So
that shit was crazy. I just saw that story pop up right.
Yeah.
Hero had to call him a nigga. I don't care what nobody says.
Hit him with the urn.
I said that was some whole shit, bro.
You got traded. It wasn't Bam's fault you got traded.
Right.
You just like, we wasn't going nowhere with you. You know what I'm saying? You were a liability on defense.
Yeah.
You had your opportunities. You couldn't stay healthy. When you was healthy, I will give it to you. Offensively, you did your thing, but defensively, you're a liability. Yeah. Darius Garland said it year before last in the playoffs. On defense, we going at Tyler Hero. Because he's trash.
Like, he's a bucket.
Defensively, you trash. So I like where we at with it. We good. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, next time he'll keep his mouth closed.
A little bit. Yeah, I like that move. You know, my Rockets did what I thought they would. Nothing. KD, my dog, too, dog. Me and KD done have some Twitter wars. I love KD. That's been one of my favorite players ever since he was at Texas. I don't want him on my team, though. Not at this point. Y'all couldn't get him away right now. Shit, no, man. And that's KD, man. I don't think Brian right now over KD, but I don't think Brian think about Houston. But
so yeah. I thought it was gonna trade due to Jaylen Brown thing. I thought that was gonna happen.
I would like Jaylen Brown too, but remember I told you when we were starting, they're not coming off of Thompson, so it just ain't gonna happen.
And they didn't want to come. So the thing is, like, I think they didn't want to come off. They would have came off saying goon. But Thompson,
that, they was gonna want some good value there. And everybody gonna come after Thompson. Like, that's the one. They're like, nah. Because I think we made a mistake with Green and moving on with the youth a little bit. Not mistake, because I can see with Green, he's sporadic, but I think they see a little more promise in the way that Thompson's so all around. Like, you getting that.
He just gotta prove that jumper.
But he defensive help. So, anyways, gotta get up out of here, man. We didn't even intro the show. We just came to kick it today because we ain't got together in a few weeks. You know, y'all has been slow cycle. And then I thought everybody quit being my friend because my group chat was broke. And I was messing the boy. I was like, man, y'all record. And they responded, I don't see it though. I said, what the hell? I said, okay. All right, whatever. Man. Everybody busy. I said another message. Yeah, I'm getting this. I still don't see nothing bad. So I'm like, hey, man, I hit Maul up. Hey, Maul, is my message coming through? And he's like, yeah, he's showing me the screenshot. And I'm like, oh, shit. But I'm not getting nothing y'all sending me. So that's how we end up falling behind a little bit, man. But we back. We still continue to kick it. It was a fun show, man. I appreciate y'all boys pulling up. We appreciate y'all for listening. This has been another episode of 26 Degrees. We'll be right back at you. Peace.
Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.